H-O-O. I am one sided man. A real Michelangelo.
Are tuned in now to Femme Concept on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia. I'm your host, Eleanor, and for the next hour, I will be bringing you some wonderful FemmeCon jams. Started things off this morning with a track by the band Pale Red. That song was called One-Sided Man. It's off of their album Soft Opening, which came out 2 weekends ago, I think it was. They did their release show at Red Gate. I've been watching them play along with the rest of the city for, me and the rest of the city is what I mean, have been watching them play for the last like 2, maybe 3 years live without any formal album release. They have some demos up on Bandcamp and some other recordings, but this is their first real full-length release. They put out a cassette, and I can't even describe to you how happy it makes me to have that tape in my hand. We've been listening to it a bunch at my house. Yes, we still have a cassette player, and it's so fantastic. They're also really fantastic live, so definitely check them out if you can. I think their next show will be on March 9th at Studio Records on Granville Street with a band called Lucky Money. I'm not familiar with them, but if they're playing with Pale Red, they're probably pretty good. For those of you that don't know, FemmeCon is what I play on this show. It's a type of music here at CITR. It's a category. And basically it means that there's somebody who self-identifies as a woman performing an act that helps to create the music. So, produces, writes the lyrics, writes the composition, or performs. So if you have a self-identified woman in two of those four categories, it's FemmeCon. And it's really important to me to play 100% FemmeCon on this show because traditionally, historically, and even in the present day, women's contributions to music are undervalued and under-recognized and appreciated and acknowledged. So let's change that, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
That was the track ASMR by Scum Laude. That's a single they released in January of this year. And before that, you heard the song Who Are We Fooling Today by Tough Customer off of their album The Worst Demos. And at the top of the set, it was The Courtneys with the track Virgo from their album The Courtneys 2, which came out a few weeks ago. You are tuned in now to CITR 101.9 FM. This show is Femme Concept. We are broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia. Killer set right there, if I do say so myself, if I can say that about my own show. That track Virgo by The Courtneys is, I think, my favorite song off of their newest album. They are playing their record release and tour kickoff show in Vancouver on March 14th at the Biltmore, I think. Not sure. Maybe double check that. So really excited for that, and then they're going on a big tour, and then they'll be back here in April playing with JSON, so very exciting. And Tough Customer are playing, they're a local band as well, and they're playing this Friday with Versing, a band from Seattle, as well as with Dumb and Joe Past. That show is happening at the Red Gate. And finally, Scum Laude are also playing this weekend. They're playing at the They're playing a Safe Amp show. A Safe Amp is a local organization that works to put on all ages shows. Safe spaces, every show that they create. So no alcohol or drugs allowed on the premises. And usually the shows are pretty early. So this show happening on Saturday with Scum Laude also has Mirepoix, The Rambling Derelicts, and Nick Fit. So it's going to be great. It's happening at the Russian Hall, which is located on Campbell Avenue. All right, keeping things going here, I'm going to play a track by a band called Insignificant Other. They are from Gainesville, Florida. This is called The 06 Championship Meant the World to Me, off of Dwayne Wade Split. Enjoy.
I can't describe the joy.
That was the track Good Enough by Birthday Bitch. You are tuned in now to Femme Concept on CITR 101.9 FM. Birthday Bitch are a local three-piece band, newly formed in the last year, and they just released a couple tracks on Bandcamp back in November. They will be opening for the Courtneys, who I played earlier on the show, at their record release show on March 14th. So be sure to get there early and check them out. I've seen them play before, and trust me, you do not want to miss this. Before Birthday Bitch, we heard a track by Insignificant Other called June 20th, 2013. I mixed up the title before, but this track is off of a split tape called Dwayne Wade Split. You may have noticed the band singing that name a bunch of times. So the first track that I played was by Insignificant Other, and then the second track was called The 06 Championship Meant the World to Me, and that was by a band called Illumine. So something to do with basketball, I'm not sure, something about a championship, but I like it a lot. Cool. So, it's Tuesday morning today, second day of the week, or maybe, you know, depending on when your weekend is, maybe it's like the fifth day of your week. I hope everybody's having a relaxing morning, and I hope that it doesn't snow anymore. Personally, that's where I'm at, but maybe you like the snow. But also, it's March, and just enough. Enough is enough, okay? Yeah. I think we can hopefully all be on the same page about that. Up next, I'm going to play a band that I saw play for the first time when it was very, very, very hot. Sled Island, 2 years ago, just absolutely roasting in the thick of June. Saw them play at the Palomino Smokehouse. Also very warm in there due to the nature of the restaurant. Anyways, Side on One, they are a Montreal-based band, and they put out a LP back in July of 2016 called Memory is Short Longing, and I'm going to play a song off of that called Nothing in Return. You just heard a track by the band Tendre Biche that was called Dreams off of their album Petite K7. Tendre Biche are a band from Berlin. That little Petite K7 cassette came out back in October. You can check them out on Bandcamp, or maybe if you live in Berlin, you can go see them live, if that's a possibility for you. Who knows? I don't know. Maybe someone from Berlin is listening. Before you heard from Tendre Biche, you heard a track by the band Haste. That was called It's Okay off of the album Annabelle. Haste are a three-piece act from Portland, Oregon, and they released Annabelle in the summer, in December of 2016. I chose an instrumental track from that album, but they have lots of other ones with vocals that you should listen to if you liked the sounds of that kind of lo-fi, dreamy grunge. And at the top of the set, it was a track by Psydown One called Nothing in Return off of the album Memory is Short Longing. And that came out in the summer of this year. All right, so I'm now going to play a track by a artist called Drug Dealer, and I'm going to play a track called Suddenly featuring Wiseblood. Wiseblood played in Vancouver this past week. I went to see her. It was at the Cobalt. It was so fantastic. Wiseblood is the project of Natalie Maring. I personally describe her music as a cross between Joni Mitchell and Enya. That was my roommate's call on the Enya one, so shout out Megan for making that association. And Angel Olsen, she has a really beautiful folky voice, and, not just a folky voice. She applies her music as Wiseblood is quite folk-oriented, and she called her song sad at her concert, although I don't think that they're all sad, but they're kind of dreamy, ethereal pieces. But she also covered this song by Drug Dealer that she guests on. She sings on, which I'm going to play here for you. And then at the end of the set, they covered Hey You by Pink Floyd, and she proved that her vocal chops are definitely up to the challenge of conquering and, in my opinion, being better than the world of classic rock. No shade to Pink Floyd, but obviously that's not my personal top priority when it comes to music. Anyways, Wiseblood, I've played her on the show before. Definitely check her out. This track is called Suddenly by Drug Dealer featuring Wiseblood.
Suddenly my mind is open.
Yeah. Uma para tirar a ressaca.
Thank you.
You are tuned in now to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia. You just heard a track by the artist Scylla and Rise. That was called Atossic. I'm not sure if I pronounced that right. Atossic 1. Scylla and Rise is the project of three people, but Scylla is one project. It's a project of Cynthia Pitsulek and Charlotte Kamanik. I also have probably pronounced those incorrectly. Their name comes from the word Scylla, which is in their Inuktitut dialect, which means weather. In their words, they describe Scylla as what surrounds us, what connects us to our land, to the moon, sun, and stars, the ocean and air we breathe. You can find their music on SoundCloud and on Bandcamp. And Rise is the project of Ottawa's Rise Ashen, who is a Juno Award-nominated DJ, dancer, and music producer. I found out about this music through CITR's Indigenous collective, Unceded Airwaves. They have a Twitter account, and they do a hashtag that is called Unceded Music. So if you go type that in on Twitter, you can find lots of incredible music made by Indigenous musicians. I highly recommend checking it out. Before we heard from Scylla and Rise, we heard two tracks from Ramsey. The first was called For Vanda, and the second was called Fuma. That was off of the Fulbiza Noit Volume 2, released on Mood Hut very recently, like a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago. Ramsey is a Montreal-based electronic musician, based in Vancouver for a while, played Victory Square at the time, which was cool. Really great electronic beats. And then before Ramsey, we heard the track Suddenly, featuring Wise Blood by the band Drug Dealer. All right, we've reached the end of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I hope everybody has a wonderful week. Tune in 2 weeks. It'll be the Fun Drive show. Things are heating up. It's going to be great. I'm going to end today with a track by The Slits. This is called So Tough, and it's from their Peel Sessions. Playing the song because I recently read Viv Albertine, the guitarist of The Slits, her memoir called Music, 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 Close, Boys, Boys, Boys. Really fantastic insights into her life and her experience being a woman playing music in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and even presently, because she's done some more recent stuff under her own name. So it's cool to play this Peel Session song, because she writes about this session in the book and about how the male recording engineers weren't really taking them seriously, and that the members of the band and The Slits could feel this pressure that these recording engineers kind of were annoyed that they had to do this session with these women who clearly had no idea what they were doing because they weren't technically proficient. But for The Slits, and this is something that Viv talks about a lot in the book, the technical proficiency wasn't as important to them. They were more interested in communicating a feeling and a sound, and were going after a certain aesthetic. And it is one that many people love, including myself, and one that has been remembered and held up as a really innovative and different sound from anything else that was being created at the time. So thanks for listening. This is So Tough by The Slits. Have a good day.
Boost your resume by studying abroad and get that dream job. Don't miss the Graduate School Fair at The Nest, UBC, on Wednesday, March 1st, or the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Thursday, March 2nd at the Vancouver Convention Center. Admission is free. Come early to catch our feature seminar on scholarships. For more info, visit our website at www.studyandgoabroad.com. SafeAmp is putting on another